And now, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, starring Phil Hendry, featuring Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw, and Bud Dickman. Here now, your host, Phil Hendry.
Thanks very much, Weiss Butterman, and welcome to the program.
Weiss Butterman, huh? Well, what?
Yeah, Weiss Butterman, what of it?
What of it, General?
Okay, fine. Thank you, Weiss.
You're welcome.
Let me show Mr. Butterman out.
Yeah, you do that, man.
Jesus, listen to that. So, thanks a lot, General, for butchering everything alive here in the first few...
I told you.
No, you didn't tell me anything. Hold on. Welcome to our program, folks, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Have we got a show for you tonight? I don't know whether we do or not, but we also... we may have a show, but then again, we may not.
Great way to start things.
I tell you what, let's start it off with the way we should start off most shows, with our good friend Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted? Steakhouse. Come Ted?
Right here, Phil. Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know what? It's a very, very hot season. It's smoking up here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have got, of course, basketball. We've got hockey. College football is heating up. The pros. And the prime rib room is where it all takes place at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Go ahead and talk to Rudy Canoza, our bartender. I think you'll enjoy living hell out of it.
Okay, sorry. We caught you a little bit unawares.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I was trying to see some people. I didn't know we were going on this early.
I told you, Mr. Bell, we would be. I told him, and he didn't listen.
All right, bud, you don't have to rub it in.
What you told me, Mr. Dickman, is that we'd be on in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I said give or take.
Give or take? What, give or take 4.5 minutes?
All right, do you want us? We can't start all over again because we're live.
Oh, great.
Hey, Ted, we can cry about it or we can move on.
Anyway, yeah, come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. It is a very, very big sporting event season, Phil, with hockey and basketball. I forget what I was going to say. But hold on for a minute. Phil, can you hold on for a minute?
Okay, but this is your time.
Right. Seat them over there. That couple, see them there? See the guy that looks like he's half dead? Put them in the back table. The people over there?
Yeah. Table four.
Yeah, put them. I don't care. Just get them out of my sight. Who's watching the salad bar? I need all of you guys.
Ted, all of this stuff is going out over the air.
What's that?
All of this is going out over the air.
Okay, so have a nice night, folks. Yeah, thanks for coming in, Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right.
We heard all of that, Ted, talking about, you know, they're half dead.
Well, you know what? It's a busy night. And again, Mr. Dickman threw me on the air.
I didn't throw you on the air at all. I told you it'd be 4.5 minutes, give or take.
Yeah, 4.5 minutes, give or take 4.5 minutes.
Hey, Ted, what's the problem tonight? There's always a problem with you guys. Every guest we have on the show, there's a problem. They have an emotional breakdown. They're having some I don't know, some conflict, some sort of crisis. What's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Why don't you ask Dickman who he's got lined up as a guest tonight? Because I don't want to get into it.
Got Bob Green.
Oh, come on, will you, man?
What?
Bob Green. He's going to come on and talk about delivering a load of meat.
You got it. There you go.
Tonight's his night.
Wait a minute. Ted, will you hold on for a minute?
Yeah.
Tonight's what night?
Tonight's the night for Bob Green.
And tonight's also Ted Bell night.
Yeah, they're advertisers, okay? You said if we ran out of time and space, then go ahead and book them together.
In the same interview segment?
But why in the same? You know that Bob Green is going to come on here and talk about delivering a load of meat to Ted, and it's something he doesn't like.
Well, I don't know, you know. Talk about getting a meatload delivered. That's up to him.
What do you mean that's up to him?
Well, if he lets it bother him.
Of course it's going to bother him. Green's been rubbing it in now for months. Look, at Ted Bell shops with Bob Green because he knows he's got the best prices. He's about to cut that guy loose, though, as a supplier, because he can't take the whole, hey, Bob Green delivers a load of meat to Ted Bell once a month. It's beginning to really wear on him.
You know, he should grow up a little bit. If he doesn't like it, he could cut that business off.
Yeah, I mean, how much money is he saving?
I don't know. I guess a lot. Let's get Ted back up there.
Okay, you want me to play the jingle again?
No, don't play the jingle again. Just get Ted Bell up there so we can talk to him about whatever the hell it is that's... What are you doing, man? I told you no jingle.
Oh, sorry about that.
Why's my jingle playing?
Turn it off, bud. Turn it off, bud. Good God, man. So, Ted, Bob Green's coming on here in just a few minutes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I'm going to have to listen to him talking about how he's going to lay a load of meat...
All right. So what I would suggest is just to be gracious.
Be gracious. Phil, you know, yes, I get great prices from the guy. Yes, he supplies pretty, you know, prime cuts of meat. I would say USDA, AAA, fantastic. But listen to this guy every week with that high-pitched...
Okay, Bob Green joining us now from Fraser Foods. And Bob, you there?
Hi, Phil, Bob Green.
And Ted Bell is on the line with us as well. It just so happened that we scheduled you guys together. It couldn't be helped. We had a scheduling problem.
How you doing now, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Ted? I just came on to remind you that this is the day that I deliver a load of meat to you, and you happily take it, don't you?
Yeah, we were just talking, don't you? We were just talking about that, Bob, and I was talking about the great prices and the quality product that you do deliver to Ted's Beverly Hills as a wholesaler.
Well, you sound a little bit nervous. What's the problem?
Well, what is it with you? Why do you got to rub that in, the whole delivering a load of meat?
Rub it in? I'm not rubbing anything in. I'm just letting you know that after years and years and years of you having all the glamour and the glory up there in Beverly Hills and of me being down here smelling of onion and celery, finally we have a great working arrangement here as I deliver a load of meat to you every week.
Why do you rub it in like that?
Let me just, if you wouldn't mind, Ted. Bob, why are you doing that? Why are you humiliating the man that way?
Because of Stacy Woodhouse. Who's Stacy Woodhouse? Who's Stacy Woodhouse? Stacy Woodhouse was a young lady that I was in love with. And you, she threw herself at you. Do you even remember her, do you? Stacy Woodhouse, she was a waitress at your restaurant about 4 years ago. And I loved her. I loved her. And so what did she do? She was working for you, and apparently she fell head over heels for you, and you didn't even know she existed.
Wait a minute. You're telling me this is about a woman?
Yes, it's about a woman.
Stacy Woodhouse.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to mention her name in public.
And you love this girl.
I was pretty nuts about her, yeah. I was going to pop the question to her.
You had to pop a what?
Hey, Phil, I'll come to the phone on that slob that you got there.
Bud, once again, I got to ask you to shut up.
Oh, my God, he said he popped one.
I was going to pop the question.
Hey, look, wait a minute. I want to be clear here. This is a woman that you say worked for me.
She was in love with you, not me. And I said to her, I'd like you to be my wife, Stacy. And she said, Bob, get in line behind Ted Bell. That's how she put it. She said, Ted Bell for me. He's a restaurant owner, and I'd much rather be with him than with you and your apron.
She didn't say that.
She did.
Bob, no woman is worth that. No woman who treats you like that or talks to you like that is worth it.
I don't even know who it is you're talking about. She threw herself at me.
She said she threw herself at you. Oh,
wait a minute. Is this some kid? She's about 21, 22 years old. She got honey blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
And got a freckle face?
That's her, yeah.
I remember her kind of hanging around the parking lot. That's all I remember.
That's all you remember? That was a woman that I loved. And I wanted her to be my wife. And she said, Bob, I'll think about it. Right now, get in line behind the man with the meat, Ted Bell. I said, Ted at Ted's of Beverly Hills. She said, now you're getting warm.
Stacy, what? That was her name, huh?
Yeah, that was her. I can't believe you don't even remember her.
Wait a minute, Bell. You don't remember.
Bell? It's Bell, huh?
That's right, Bell. I don't have any fiduciary arrangement with you, Ted. Doesn't matter to me whether you come or whether you go.
How do you feel if I just cancel the advertising on Phil's show?
Wouldn't bother me at all. All right, hold on for a minute. Hold on. I want to ask you a question. Here's a girl that loved you, that threw herself at you, according to Mr. Green here, and you don't even remember her.
I don't remember. And I got very serious questions as to whether she was throwing herself at me.
She told me that she gave you a ring that she had made. A ring that she had made out of her grandmother's engagement ring. And she took this ring and repurposed it, sort of refashioned it with some set diamond stones in it that she gave to you. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember there was a kid that hung around the parking lot. I knew that she worked as a food server for us. And she would hang around the parking lot as I came out at night.
And one night she said to me, Mr. Bell, you know, here's something. I don't remember exactly. I said, yeah, thanks. It was a box. And I put it in my pocket. I got in the car and drove home. And you don't remember that this girl gave you a ring. I opened it up and it looked like something that she might have made at like summer camp or something. I don't know.
Summer camp?
Summer camp. This is a woman that I love dearly. And I gave up my dream of marriage to her so that she could be with you because she said, again.
Listen, Bob, we don't have to hear it.
No. She said, Bob, get in line behind the man with a locker full of meat, Ted Bell. And I said, Stacy, do you understand that I love you? And she said, excuse me for just one moment. She left, got in her car, and I didn't see her till the next night.
You're gotta be kidding me.
I don't know who this kid is.
Bob, from what you're describing, that woman isn't worth a moment, wasn't worth a moment of your time.
Well, you may say that, but I think it was this guy here, Ted Bell, who turned her sour on love, who turned her into a heartless, very, very cold, unrelentingly cold, and rejecting woman. Otherwise, I know that she would have succumbed to my entreaties, to my charms.
Oh, will you give me a break? Who do you think you are anyway? What do you think you're, Rudolph Valley, or what's the guy who?
Rudolph Valentino?
Yeah, do you think you're that guy? Who?
All right, wait a minute. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life.
Phil, I'm telling you right now, this came right out of right field. Is this why you've been breaking my chops over the, hey, I deliver a load of meat once a week?
Yeah, that's why. Because the woman that I care about.
Both of you guys have got to get in for some kind of counseling because you're both starting to ball like women on this show.
Ball like women? Did you hear that?
Hey, Phil, I'm talking to this guy here about a woman that I loved that he barely noticed. She gave him a ring that she fashioned from the engagement band that her grandmother owned. She set diamond stones in it, and she gave this to him. And what was it to him? Something in a box that he shoved in his pants.
Shove it in my pants? I put it in my pants, in my slack pocket.
Yeah, you shoved it down deep into your pants, which is where it stayed.
It stayed there till the next morning, and I picked up my pants. I felt something heavy. I thought it was my wallet. Okay.
Yeah.
And I looked in, and I saw it was this box. I said, it's a ring. I don't know who it was or where was it from. So I gave it to my son to play with.
You gave it to your son to play with?
Hold on for a minute. I want to know what happened to this woman.
That's the question of the day. Where is this Stacy Woodhouse now?
That I'd like to know.
Last I heard, she left town. It was on a Friday night. I think she took the 10:30 bus out of town to Phoenix.
Last you heard.
Well, she worked for you, pal. You don't know?
I don't keep track of waitresses. I don't keep the food servers. They come and they go at my place. What do you want from me?
I want you to know what happened to a woman that I love very much, who was in love with you, gave you a ring, you ignored her, you shoved it in your pants, she got on the 10:30 bus to Phoenix, that's the last anybody heard about her.
Now wait a minute, you're not saying this girl's missing.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to her. I wasn't about to bother any longer the way she put me down. All I know is she came in one night, she said, thanks for nothing. I said, where are you going? She said, I'm taking the 10:30 to Phoenix. Arrivederci, aroma. That's the way she put it. Arrivederci, not Roma, aroma.
As in arrivederci, the stink.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, you got to admit she had a little bit of kind of a sense of humor, but
she had a real sense of humor. She's looking at me and saying that.
Look, I don't know, Bob. It wasn't anything personal. I had no idea who Stacy Woodhouse was or is.
Yeah, you didn't, but for me, she was everything. Everything I ever wanted. So that's why I say what I say. Once a week, Bob Green delivers a load of meat to Ted Bell.
Well, it's just revenge, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit of revenge. Because a woman that I loved, who loved you instead, left town on the 10:30 to Phoenix. So, folks, just remember, Ted Bell, once a month, takes a load of my meat.
You know what? I got to tell you, as much as that stings, as much as, quite frankly, that pisses me off to hear you do that and say that, I understand, okay? I'm sorry.
Because I'm just fooling around. There was no Stacy Woodhouse.
Is he kidding?
Are you kidding around, Bob?
Yes, I'm kidding around. There's no Stacy Woodhouse.
Hang up on the guy. Hang up on him, Phil. Goodbye, Bob.
Wait a minute, I'm a sponsor.
I know I have Ted Bell. Is Ted, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm stunned. So he goes through this whole song and a dance. Is that it? He goes through a whole song and a dance just to say that there's no such woman?
Sounds to me like he was just trying to get on here and break your chops a little bit and, you know, come up with some kind of a reason why he says, I deliver a load of meat to Ted Bell.
And it's all a bunch of bullshit, huh? Is that it?
You want to watch your language, Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it was... Oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
Get Bob Green.
You tell Bob Green to stick it in his ass.
Bob, he wants to come back on and say sorry.
I'll let Ted... Ted?
What?
Bob Green's on the other line. He wants to come back on and say sorry.
I don't give a damn. I'm not going to... You think I'm going to forgive him or not?
Yeah, Bob.
Listen, I want to say to the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry, Ted. You're a successful guy. I was trying to break your chops a little bit. I apologize.
What the hell are you trying to pull anyway? Do you realize that I have a reputation? Are you understand, of course, that there are legal prescriptions against slandering people?
I'm not slandering you, and I know all about the law. I said what I said as a gag, okay?
There's a woman named Stacy Woodhouse who may not appreciate you using her name.
Well, she doesn't mind because I'm still dating her.
Wait a second now. You just say, are you saying this woman is still in your life?
Yes. We got a date tonight. And she works for me. She did. I think she quit about a month ago. Hello?
All right, I'm going to ask you, Bob, straight up. What's this about?
I'm breaking his balls a little bit. Whoa, my God. You guys can't have any fun. You just don't like the...
That's about the weirdest exchange I've ever heard in my life. Bob Green, who I've always known, is a man of little tolerance, who's very, very short on any sense of humor, a guy who is known by his customers as a bigot, as sometimes a racist, as a sexist, a man who is a sponsor on our show and has been for year after year after year. Bob Green comes on here, concocts this elaborate story just so he can excuse himself and get Ted Bell's excuse, or at least get Ted Bell's forgiveness for him saying he delivers a load of meat once a month to Ted Bell. Now I find out that the story he was telling was phony baloney, but the girl does exist and he's still dating her. Do you follow any of this?
No, I do not. My advice is this. I think you have entertained both of these men for too long.
Wait a minute. I disagree, Miss Gray. I think that Ted Bell is blameless here, and I think it's Bob Green.
What are you talking about, Dickman? You want me to repeat it?
Well, wait a minute. Green comes on here as the guy that's messing around with his mind. He messed with a man's mind. You mess with a man's mind, and his mind will come apart.
What are you talking?
I said, do I got to repeat myself? Look, bud, you too, Mr. Henry. Now, you guys, you're always willing to forgive and forget. I'm telling you right now, Bob Green is the instigator. Bob Green is everything here. He comes on, he says, you know, Stacy Woodhouse. And then he says that she said.
Yeah, go ahead, spit it out.
I'll get it. That he said that she said she get in line behind a man with a locker full of meat.
Yeah, what about it?
That's just doesn't. I knew right then and there it was bull.
Well, I think we ought to cancel his advertising.
I agree.
Let's take a vote, General. Yeah, cancel his advertising. Bud?
Yep.
Margaret.
I see no alternative. Get rid of Bob Green. It was in bad taste. It was offensive to Ted. Whoever this Stacy Woodhouse is, I guess she's dating Bob or...
Apparently, yeah, they're still dating. He probably put her up to it for her. Or maybe she don't even know.
I wonder if there's any way we can talk to her. Oh, you're not going to talk to his girlfriend?
Yeah.
We can get her on the line, I guess.
I may have an independent number over there.
Well, see if you can get this Stacy Woodhouse on the line, and we'll talk to her and find out if she knew anything about any of this. That's the big question right here. I don't know if she did, because...
Yeah, I got a number for a Stacy Woodhouse.
Because...
Anaheim or Newport Beach. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I'll wait.
Because I think that what we have there is...
All right. Yeah. You live down there?
Give me the phone, will you? Hello, is this the operator? Oh, is this Stacy Woodhouse?
I told you I had her on the line.
This is Phil Hendry. I'm a friend. Actually, Bob Green is one of our sponsors. Oh, you're in his store right now? Can I put you on the air and ask you some questions? I'd appreciate it very much. Stacy Woodhouse is on the air with us, folks. Hello, Ms. Woodhouse.
Oh, good evening, yes.
Ms. Woodhouse, you, first of all, I want to ask you, sound very familiar. You sound like a woman that we knew here named Marilyn Donnelly.
Really? No, my name is Stacy Woodhouse.
And may I ask you, you're at Fraser Food?
Yes, I'm at Fraser Foods. I'm doing some shopping right now. Do you know the store?
Actually, Mr. Green is one of our advertisers. You know Bob Green.
I should hope that I do. He and I are dating.
So you are dating Bob Green?
Yes.
Mr. Green came on my program tonight and said that you and he concocted some elaborate joke on Ted Bell.
I really can't who is that? None of your business, Shorty. Get lost. Marilyn, I'm Stacy. Phil Hendry. Hey, Phil, you're talking to Stacy, huh?
I just heard you call her Marilyn.
No, her name is Stacy Woodhouse, isn't it? That's my name, Stacy Woodhouse, yes. Yeah. Why are you talking to her?
None of your business. I'd like to talk to her.
Oh, well, okay, Commandant Hendry. Jeez, just direct me to the ovens.
Oh, what a tasteless ass you are. A tasteless ass.
Well, you're treating me like I'm a concentration camp. Give me the phone, Bob. Get the car warmed up, okay? Talk to me like I'm your boy. You are my boy tonight. Now get it warm. I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Hendry. Yes, we concocted an elaborate joke because Bob said that he was angry at Ted Bell for all of the publicity he was getting, the glamorous location of his store as opposed to where Fraser Foods is located, and the fact that Bob wasn't getting really much credit as the wholesale supplier of the meat to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And so he decided to come up with this, I deliver a load of meat to Ted Bell. When it was responded to or reacted to negatively, then he created this fiction about Stacy Woodhouse, that would be me, although...
You're Marilyn Donnelly, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Oh, good. Oh, that's great. Well, he heard you call me Start the car, have it waiting for me outside.
You're Marilyn Donnelly. You had gender reassignment surgery at one point in your life, and now you're Marilyn Donnelly.
Yeah, you're going to make a big deal out of that? Oh, my God, what a transphobic ass you are.
No, I'm not saying anything like that. I just wanted to make sure I had the right woman.
You've got the right woman. And Bob and I have been dating now for several months.
Were you ever a food server at Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Briefly, yes.
Were you ever in love with Ted Bell?
I should say not.
You never presented a ring to him? You didn't hang around a parking lot or anything like that?
I did, yes, just as part of the gag.
So to get him to believe that...
He buying it? You're not buying it, are you?
Is he buying it?
We're sorry, Phil. You might as well get Ted on the line, too, bud.
What are you talking about?
But if you're in on this, I'm going to kick your fucking ass around the block for drill.
I swear to God!
Yeah, Ted Bell, please. Because we're in big trouble, because Mr. Henry found out.
So you are in on this. Bud!
Yeah, Phil?
I got Bob on the other line and Marilyn Donnelly. Oh, I mean Stacy Woodhouse. And they cop to the fact the whole thing is bullshit.
Well, what are you trying to do? Found out. He figured it out. I'm right here, okay? And you know what blew it? The whole story about me hanging around the parking lot. I didn't get that. He didn't get the right...
And I told you guys to remember that you were hanging around the parking lot.
All right, the big question is why?
Why what?
Why'd you guys pull this big elaborate gag on me to think that Stacy Woodhouse...
Because we knew you were going to ask me about delivering a load of meat to Ted, and we wanted to come up with a big backstory to justify the fact that I say I like to deliver a load of my meat to Ted once a week. And Ted agreed on this.
I did agree on it, and now I'm thinking, why did I do that? Because it's still humiliating to have him say he delivers a load of meat to me.
So you don't even know why you got involved in this joke.
Now that I think about it, no, I don't.
Boy, you guys are all kinds of messed up, aren't you? You know what, Marilyn? When I found you, you were trying to figure out how to put your pantyhose on. You want me to take you outside and show you what for? No.
So, Ted, are you happy that you got involved in this elaborate gag?
I'm glad that I got involved. If they had played their part...
Yeah, but he's still saying he delivers a load of meat to you once a week.
That's the part that I...
What an idiot. You know something, Bell? You are dumber than Bob Green. I never thought I'd live to say those words. You're an idiot.
You know something, Phil? I can cancel my advertising just as quickly as you can cancel it.
Okay, then please do.
You want me to cancel my advertising?
Yes, I do. I want you to cancel... And you too, Bob. Where is Bob?
I don't know where he is. He's at his store.
I hung up on him. Get him back on the phone.
Hey, Phil, I don't know what you're yelling at me for.
What is this bullshit, man? You guys are telling me a story about how Bob Green is angry at you because he fell in love with Stacy Woodhouse and you didn't know who she was, and so he's saying he delivers a load of meat to your restaurant as a way of getting back at you.
Get Bob Green.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. Ted's about to cancel his advertising, and I'm going to cancel it, and I want you to cancel, too.
Oh, my God. I was just having a couple of... Hey, Stacy.
And we know her name's Marilyn.
Marilyn. What do you want? Yes, Phil.
We know you're Marilyn Donnelly. We know you're not Stacy Woodhouse. You took a job at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
At Beds of Beverly Hills.
At Ted's of Beverly Hills. So you could screw with Ted, only he knew...
I knew it. That's all bullshit. She didn't work here. I just made it all up. We made it all up to make the story work.
Well, how do you feel that Bob is still saying he delivers a load of meat to your restaurant once a week?
That's fine, because everybody knows I don't allow Bob into my restaurant to eat. He has to stand outside and press his nose against the glass. Oh, that is so much horse... Really? Have you ever sat down and had a meal here? Have you ever sat down and had a meal here?
I don't want to eat at your place.
Why? Because the meat's bad?
You know, Bob, you're going to lose this round, okay? Marilyn, do me a favor. Get in the car. Start the car. I'll be out in a second. You go get the car. I'll be out in a second.
No, you.
You.
Good.
Go. Ted, thanks very much, but I guess the whole thing sort of fell apart. Phil figured it out, and Bob still delivers a load of meat to you once a week. Although, if you'd like, I could be the one delivering the load of meat.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
I heard it, yeah.
Well?
I don't give a shit. The whole restaurant's emptied out. They heard me yelling. Hello?
We're here. Marilyn, are you there?
I think she's gone.
I told you not to talk to Marilyn. And you're the one that called me back. Get in the car. Goddamn, why do you belch? It's not very sexy.
Ted?
Yeah.
So, the upshot here is that while you guys tried to play an elaborate gag on me... He still says he delivers a load of meat to you.
Well, I've canceled his business. So guess what? He loses out. And if you're listening right now, Bob, and I hope you are, I hope the news strikes you so severely. I hope it hurts so bad that you turn the wheel right into a lamppost. It cracks, falls over, smashes down on the windshield. I'm Ted Bell.
See you later, Ted.
What about the jingle?
Hit the jingle.
Everybody, come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. You're going to love the meat. You're going to love it. And guess what? Bob Green's not delivering a load of meat here anymore. I canceled his business. Looks like he's just lost a big money account. Oh, ow. Ow, wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Why don't you put our meat in your house?
Get out of here, will you?
We want to put our meat in your house.
Songs. So, song. Taka wrote this song. Song called Koi no Hado.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This has been the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Let me out of here.
Thank you. I'm Marilyn Donnelly.
And I'm Bob Green.
I'm Ted Bell.